The word of God today is from Psalm 63, verses 1 to 8. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with fat and rich food, and my mouth will praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night, for you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy. My soul clings to you, your right hand upholds me. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please stand if you're able as the body reads the gospel.
The Lord be with you. And also with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. After this, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, "Follow me." And leaving everything, he rose and followed him. And Levi made a great feast in his house, and there was a large company of tax collectors and others reclining at table with him. And the Pharisees and their scribes grumbled at his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" And Jesus answered them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." And they said to him, "The disciples of John fast often and offer prayers, and so do the disciples of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink." And Jesus said to them, "Can you make wedding guests fast until the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days." He also told them a parable. No one tears a piece from a new garment and puts it on an old garment. If he does, he will tear the new, and the piece from the new will not match the old. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled, and the skins will be destroyed. But new wine must be put into fresh wineskins. And no one, after drinking old wine, desires new, for he says, "The old is good." The Gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. My name is Morgan Chu, and I have the great privilege and delight to be the youth ministry coordinator here at Little T. And today, instead of a traditional sermon, we're doing something a little bit different, and we get to hear from some of our graduates. So while I introduce them, I'm going to ask Noah, Ben, Alicia, and Ian to come up here and join me. So these guys are going to share just some of the beautiful ways that they have experienced God's faithfulness in their lives, ways that God has formed them and given them opportunities and been there with them, and perhaps even used the gifts that he's given them. So pray with me as we launch them off. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the ways that you've already been walking with and caring for and working in the lives of these young men and women. And God, we pray that as they share, that you would replace any anxiety with peace and with joy and hope as they give the honor to you. And God, we pray that that would be true, that just as in Psalm 63 it says, "Because your love is greater than life, my lips will glorify you." I pray that you would be glorified this morning in all that we share and in all that you have done. In your name, Jesus, amen.
Hi, my name's Noah, and my family has been at Little T now for about 4 years. And I just wanted to share a little bit about how God has spoken to me and been with me and my family over the past year. So in preparation for university, I applied to over 20 universities, over 20 colleges, which is a little bit crazy. And I was rejected from 15 of those 20, which is also pretty crazy. And at that time, while it was very difficult, I was reminded of the verse Jeremiah 29:11, which reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a future and a hope." And reflecting on those words at that time and throughout this year, I've realized that in many ways that is the testimony of my life and my family's life. I've lived in over 4 countries, over 6 different cities. I've moved schools over 5 different times. And throughout all of this, I think all my parents have been able to do and all I've been able to do is really trust in the plans that God has for us. And as He opens and closes doors for my family and for myself, I'm reminded that in many ways, by receiving so much rejection, He was closing certain doors and opening others. So as I go off this year to study international relations at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland, another new country across the world, I really want to carry that verse with me and really want to know and keep in my heart that I may not understand God's plans for us and for myself, and even as incomprehensible as they may be to me, I can trust His divine majesty, His omnipotence, and I can simply know that whatever His plans may be for me and for my family, that He has my hope and my future in His heart. And while I'm moving to Scotland, my mom and my siblings are moving to Seattle, so we will literally be on opposite sides of the globe. So definitely I would ask for a prayer for them for a safe move and prayer for me in this new environment. And I just hope that this is a reminder to everyone here to trust in the plans God has for them. However big the scale may be, God has plans for you that we don't even begin to understand or grasp. So yeah, thank you.
Hello everybody. If you don't know me, my name is Ben, and then next year I'll be attending Rock University for sports management. But I want to talk about my high school journey and how God's really shaped me and my beliefs and His plan for me. So in grade 9, going into a very secular high school, it's very, you know, hard to make friends, and like you have to be kind of hide your faith to like fit in with the crowd. And I'd say that very early on, it was very hard to, you know, express my faith in God. But as time went on, God really put on my heart, you know, people to talk to and people to gain friendship with, to really, which has unexpectedly for God's plan, like made me have great friends today. But I want to talk about like how secular high school and like the friends made there have also been like a big part of my journey in my faith. I've had friends who are Muslim, Sikh, and atheists all come to youth group this year, which has been amazing. But the plan I expected is actually much better than what I thought it would be. So I'm very grateful for, you know, God's plan and working, even as I was nervous to make friends in high school. And we also started up a Christian club this year. So God works in really like hidden ways and unexpected ways. So I just wanted to, you know, thank God for that, and also just share with you my 4 years of high school. Thank you.
Hi everyone. If you don't know me, I'm Alicia. I've been going to Little T pretty much my whole life. And I kind of have a little story I wanted to share with you. So as a part of my testimonial, I wanted to share how God has used my gifts and talents both to serve others and to learn from them. So one of these opportunities was presented to me last spring when I served on a short-term mission trip to the Philippines offered by my Christian high school. This 6-week trip allowed me, along with 5 other classmates who were all girls, to serve people in poor communities in Manila, which was the capital of the Philippines, building relationships while at the same time learning from these people as well. I signed up for this trip primarily because I was planning to study international relations at university, which I'm still planning to do for my master's, and I wanted to explore how this opportunity might fit in or confirm my career interests. At that time, I certainly considered the faith component of traveling and learning in an international environment and confirming my potential career choice, and that was priority over choosing to serve the Lord. I didn't realize at the time that faith and career could complement each other and even strengthen each other, that I could use my gifts and my talents to serve others while also enjoying the opportunity to learn in and experience a foreign environment. Now, there were different ways of serving on the missions trip. All the other girls had pretty much found their own niche jobs serving, which ranged from playing with kids in slum communities to visiting prison inmates to hanging out with pregnant girls my age. I also did these jobs, but didn't completely find a job that was perfect. That was until, at least, I met a boy named J.M., who was nonverbal and autistic, and, still at age 9, unable to communicate clearly. I suddenly had the idea to teach him American Sign Language, since I knew it already, so he could learn to communicate better with his caretakers and others at his home. Each day, I taught him signs, and eventually he learned components such as everyday colors, objects, and emotions. Before I went on the trip, I didn't believe God could act through my work. I thought faith was practiced and experienced at youth groups and church services, while everything else was just something that occurred, no matter if God was involved or not. However, through the serving, I found that God can work with and through you, even in the strangest of ways, to develop your God-given gifts and talents to serve others, and that they, in return, can help you strengthen and grow your faith. So I want to remind everyone that everything we do in our relationships helps to glorify Him and make the world a better place. 1 Peter 4, verse 10 to 11 says, "As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks, as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves, as one who serves by the strength that God supplies. In order that in everything, God may be glorified through Jesus Christ." So I wanted this to be an inspiration to people, no matter who you are, how old you are, if you think you have a big or small talent, that you should use it to make a difference in the world, to glorify God, and in those relationships, you can bless other people while also learning about yourself from them.
Hello everyone, my name is Ian. And for my reflection today, I wanted to talk a bit about what actually we talk about sometimes at Trinitines and how it works, because I'm sure for 99% of you it's a bit of a mystery. So my background at Little Trinity, my family has been coming here since the late 60s, and obviously not me personally, but and so it's been sort of a default community for me for my entire life and for my mom's entire life. And the earliest memories I can have of me thinking of faith come from what we learned in Sunday school. And at the time, the person who was in charge of Sunday school there was Tiffany Robinson, who many of you may know. And when I was at home, and if I asked my parents a question about faith, they'd always say, "Make sure you write that down and bring it to Tiffany, see how she answers." And she would always do a very good job. She'd always, you know, use language that I could understand being a kid. And that was because Sunday school back then, we didn't, like, come back in for communion or anything like that, so we kind of just stayed over there. And so sometimes when I did have to come in for the sermon, like if there was a parish retreat and we were not going and they didn't have children's ministry, we'd come here, and sometimes it would be, like, Tiffany's husband, Peter, who's, like, a theology professor, and he would say stuff, and I would be a little confused sometimes. So it was good to, you know, have Sunday school as the place to ask questions. And then shortly after that, you know, when it was sort of middle school age, that was when COVID happened, and so we didn't really have the same kind of fellowship or spaces to ask those questions. And so when we hit Trinitines, that was right after COVID was all done, and now we were in the time when faith was really a practical thing that affected your day-to-day life. You know, people had experiences like working at camps, with, you know, trying to find jobs, with navigating relationships and things like this. So faith went from sort of Bible stories in Sunday school to being something that we actually lived out in our day-to-day lives once we got to Trinitines. And the way that we would do this, and the way that Morgan structures Trinitines, is that we'll have a group discussion and she'll give us some prompts, and then we'll go off into small groups based off of our age, and then we'll talk about it. And when we had these conversations, like, we really, really open up, and that's what I really appreciate about Trinitines, is that it's really a safe space for all of us to talk about our questions. Like, do we just, you know, do we just read this and go, okay, thank you, God is good, the end? Or do we actually, you know, talk about what it means for us and how God is speaking to us through it? And because we have amazing adult leaders that have more life experience, we get to hear from them as well. So this year, for example, Jason joined us, and he's been talking to us a lot about, like, raising his kids in the faith, what's that like? So we get to see lots of different perspectives. Now, sometimes I like to go to visit other churches, and it's kind of common for them to say, you know, bring your doubts, bring your questions. And sometimes I hear it so much that it sort of starts to become a bit of a cliche. But when we go to Trinitines, we're really reminded all the time that, like, this is actually where your faith grows. It's not just in, you know, checking off that you understand all these different theology topics, but it's about wrestling and growing more and more and more. To use a bit of a metaphor for that, sort of, lots of you know I serve in many different capacities here at Little Trinity. I'm on the Chancel Guild, I sometimes do music like at Christmas Eve, I'm in children's ministry, and I'm also a synod delegate. And when you serve, you grow more in your knowledge of why that serving is important the more you do it, I find. It's not just something you can do, like, you can just play one song for a service and you say, congratulations, I'm done, I've served. Like, no, you have to sort of keep growing in it the more you do it. And it's sort of the same thing with faith. That's what I learned at Trinitines, which is that you can't just say, you know, I had this question, someone gave me an answer, and then you just push it to the archive of things that now you know about, or your previous questions, they're all gone now. No, you still have to keep wrestling with it, and you still have to keep growing with it. And that's just the amazing environment that Trinitines gives us to just really keep wrestling with our questions, and that's how we grow in our faith. So I want to say thank you all. Even if you don't know about Trinitines, I hope you learned something. And just an amazing community Little Trinity is. Thank you.
All right. I want to thank you guys for sharing. You can grab a seat. I just want to thank you guys so much for sharing. We're going to pray for them later, so don't worry. We'll get to that. But as they've been reflecting on God's faithfulness, maybe we could just take a moment now ourselves to reflect on how God has been faithful to us as well.
You've just listened to a podcast from Little Trinity Church in Toronto. Please check out our website at www.littletrinity.org to find out more about our ministries and services.